All right, so let's see if we can find this house. Bang, lo and behold, look at that. Isn't that cool how the map just zooms right in on that? Now, that's just not quite the right size, but...
That house is upside down, man.
Yeah, I know. It's because it's an REO.
It's a flip.
It's a flip. All right, here's what I want to show you. This whole area, it's actually large. Let me see if I can move this over a little bit. This whole area is the same subdivision. And it's interesting. Take a look. What's the first letter of every house down here, every street down here?
K, 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 K.
Right. That's called the K section. How about here? What about these?
Nice. Seriously? Is that how they do it there?
That's the B section, right? What are these up here?
That's the S section.
The S section. So
wow.
Even though it's the same neighborhood, the same subdivision, there are even that's divided. And so this one's different from this one. That one's different from this one. So all we're interested in is the comps in this one. So we're going to hit
I've never seen that before. I don't know if that's something common, but I've never noticed that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I tell you, come to Washington, D.C. You'll find that the streets are in alphabetical order by syllable.
Good gravy.
True. Absolutely true. All right, so what we're going to do is every time I click my mouse, it puts a point, and it lets me draw what's called a polygon. And I can define right down to the gnat's behind where my search is going to take place. Did Craig do this with you the other day?
He just did a radius, just a straight-up circle.
Straight radius? Okay.
Yep.
You can do a radius. But would a radius really help us with this one?
It would not be as precise.
Right, because it could take us over to the S section or the K section, and we only want houses in the B section. So now I've defined the section, okay, and now I come down here. Now I come down here, hit the OK button, and now whatever search I do, it's going to apply just to that section. All right, now I'm interested in a few things here. I want to know what's active. I want to know what's under contract, and I want to know what's been sold. All right, let's hit the search button. Wonder if anything will come up at all. Well, got 11 houses to look at. I don't know why this UVU thing is going on here, JP. Let me close this thing. All right.
I'd hit that. There you go. Don't enable. I should kill it.
All right, okay. So here's our search results, and let me open the window up here a little bit more. All right, so let's see what we got. I want to order this from high to low, so I just come up here to the top column, and just hit the button once, and it'll reorder them for me. I don't want to go the other way, because I'm an optimist. I like to start high and go low. The one on the bottom is the house I'm looking at. It's listed for 188.1. Look at these. They're all 4.2. This one's a 5.2. Oh, lo and behold, they're all the same subdivision. What a surprise. All right. So the first cape in this area is on Brewster. It sold for 285. The next one sold at 269.9, or is listed at 269.9. And then the third one, 239.9. So let's take a look here. Let's start at the high one. Well, doesn't that look like the same house?
Yep, even the converted garage.
It does, doesn't it? Huh. So what do you think about that as a comp?
Are you sure it's not the exact same house?
I mean, well, it is. It's pretty close.
Yeah.
But let's take, you know, the devil's always in the details. So let's just see. Well, it's got five bedrooms, so they snuck an extra bed. Oh, here's what they did. That garage, they made a fifth bedroom.
Yep, it's not a family room, it's a bedroom.
That's a little wonky, I think, having a bedroom over on the side, but hey, they did it, and, you know, whatever. All right, so here, let's take a look here. What was the closing price? Listed at 285, it actually sold for 285. So what do you think? Should we count that as a 285 comp?
I think so.
Think so?
Yeah.
Let's take a look over here. Seller subsidy. Oh. That reduces the selling price. So what that means is, as an investor, I can't count on 285. I got to count on 285 minus whatever I got to give to the seller. So this was sold net for 285 minus, call it minus 5, just a little under 280.
Okay.
So 280 is our selling price on this one. Okay. That's fair enough. Let's see what the agent remarks are. And this is the reason I like the MLS so much better than pulling the internet comps, because I get some insight into the house. Get ready for the summer of fun. Fully updated Cape in Buckingham. Fantastic backyard, in-ground pool. Entertainment space, lots of room to play. Brand new kitchen, pella windows, doors, sunroom. Garage converted to fifth bedroom. Walk-in and separate entrance. New roof, water heater, pool liner. Backup generator, pool's open, blah, blah, blah. All right. Now, what if all it said was listed and sold? If the agent remarks say listed and sold, that just tells me it was a dump. Because the agent's job is to puff it up.
Right, right.
And if it's not being puffed up, it's a dump. So it gives you insight into what the condition of the properties were for the price points that they sell at. All right, let's roll down here a little more and see what else we can learn about this. Right here, days on the market. This house sold in 16 days.
That's impressive.
It's impressive, and that was on the 29th of June.
Yep. So it sold. Even with the seller subsidy, you're looking at a house that sold fast and for
right.
full list. I mean,
right.
You know, not net, but yes, it still sold for full list.
Right. Now, here's one last thing I want to look at. There's 27 pictures here. Let's just take a peek. And I hate doing this, but I kind of have to, and you'll see why.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think of that backyard?
Yeah, well, it's going to affect the value.
It's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool and pretty crazy. I'm not putting a pool in, and that house doesn't have a pool. So I'm starting to wonder about using 280 as a comp now. And you don't know this yet, but you see this little sunroom?
Yeah, but
our house doesn't have that.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're talking what? I mean, at least a $10,000, $15,000 difference.
I'm starting to think it's just not a comp. I'm going to strike it and not use it at all.
Really? Interesting.
Yep.
Well, I guess if you don't need to, then you don't need to. But
here's the thing.
It'd be interesting
if
you had to, though. What kind of compensation you would make for that?
You can't. It's not comparable. It's not comparable. You see, the thing is, one of the things that we don't want to do is get our money on the line and then roll the dice and hope for the best. It's kind of like flying a jet. When I'm flying a jet over to Europe, and the FAA is kind of picky on this, they tell me that they want to make sure the outcome's never in doubt. I don't hear you laughing. There you go. Well, it's the same rehabbing. You never want the outcome to be in doubt. And so I'm not sure I could get 280 for my house unless I did all this stuff, which I'm not willing to do.
Well, it's interesting, though, because I have – when I used to do BPOs, I did them for a couple of years.
Yeah.
When I was listing REOs, I often had to use houses like that were otherwise comparable but had, like, a sunroom and a pool. And
yeah.
I would just have to – they would ask me basically, you know, how much – do you think of a differentiation in price this is going to make? And I'm not an appraiser. I'm just getting paid $60 for this BPO. So
I don't know
the crap that's going to be. So I just pick a number out of my butt and say, $15,000 less.
Right.
You know, because I got no clue. But I got used to doing that for those BPOs. And so I often did it. Since then, I have often done it in assessing properties. And I've never felt great about it. But, I mean, I'm hearing that you most often don't even worry with it.
Here's kind of the reason why. I want to make sure I never crash and burn.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if I make a mistake in value, that's the difference in you know, making money and losing money. Now, what if I used 280 as a comp, and when I look at all these other houses, I find out I should have used 220. that's a $50,000 swing or
right.
more. And so that could put you in the position of coming to the table with a lot of money and watching your dreams go up in smoke. So that's kind of the reason I look at this and go, I'm not going to count it. I'm just not going to believe that.
All right.
So do I need to look any more at these pictures? Not really. I mean, I'm just going to strike this one and not use it. So let's look at the next house. Let's see what the story is. You can't see it from this picture, but I will just tell you it's a same style house. It's a cape. Looks identical.
Pretty kitchen.
This one sold for $269,900. That's good. It sold for list price, didn't it?
Yep.
Now, we're the devil in the details. What did it really sell for, JP? Oh, mackerel.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
$10,000 reduction. They gave a $10,000 credit to the seller. So that $269,900 has just become $259,900. Call it $260,000. Let's just take a look at these pictures. Okay, that's what my kitchen will look like, so I'm okay with that. Okay, the bathrooms look nice. Nice features. All right, that's the kind of renovation I would do. There's a look at the front of the house. You still can't quite see it, but it is the same style.
Okay.
All right, so I'm kind of happy with the $269,900. I think that's probably – or $259,000 because I've adjusted it. I think that's probably okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I will use that one. Now, let's scroll down here a little bit. Let's see what the agent said about it. Fully redone top to bottom by designer. Hardwood floors throughout, huge master bath addition, 9-foot ceilings, 2 whirlpool tubs. See, they're crowing. They're puffing it up. Security cameras, gourmet kitchen, stainless appliances, cherry, granite.
What was days on market on this one?
A great question. Let's go find out. We'll scroll down here to the bottom. 45 days.
Yeah, not too shabby at all.
Not too shabby, huh?
Yeah.
And let's see, where do they start at? They started this house, and they started it too high. You see, they were looking at that 280. And so they did the same thing. They listed it at $279,900,
mm-hmm.
and then it didn't work, so they dropped it to $269,900.
And then gave a $10K concession on top of
and
that.
And then gave a $2K concession and a $10K concession. So that's what happened over that 45-day period.
So while it may not stand true in all cases, we got basically the same house without the sunroom and pool as about a $20,000 drop.
Right. Now, let's take a look at something else here. Let's take a look at the property history. Why do you suppose I want to look at this?
You want to see, I don't know, just tell me.
Okay. Let's take a look. This shows what was happening with that house in terms of ownership.
Yeah.
Look at this. That thing was bought back in May for $159,000. No, originally listed at $210,000, dropped it to $159,000, closed at $155,000. What does that tell you? It was an REO.
Mm-hmm.
It was a junker. Someone came in and bought it at $155,000,
yep.
and then turned around in how many months?
So that's a
pretty
rehab.
Short time.
Yeah, it's a rehab. Somebody's selling.
It's a rehab, and then they got their $259,900 for it. And so this gives us great insight. Okay. Rehabbers are buying houses in this area for $155,000. That gives me good insight, doesn't it? Isn't that great intel?
Yeah, that's great. That's very good.
So now it lets me know where my offer is going to come in. It's going to be at or below that number, or really close to it. All right.
Of course, you don't know how apples to apples the repairs of that property and the repairs of your property are going to be.
At this point, I don't. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to estimate my repairs next. And then do the calculation for Mayo, so I know how much I can spend.
Okay.
Now,
and just to give you a little bit of a time check, it's right at 10 p.m. Eastern right now. We should probably switch over to Brian in about 15 minutes.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay.